filling pantries and filling needs. How you can help the Southeast Alaska Food Bank with their annual food drive. And we have Chris Schaap with us today to talk to us about how we can make sure that lots of people have what they need, especially to get through the holiday season. So thank you so much for being with us. I understand that this food drive is already underway. So how does this food drive work, and how can we help you out to be sure that you get what you need to help others?
So this is actually the 25th annual Caring is Sharing food drive. It's been going on for 25 years. Unfortunately, last year was more of a virtual event with everything COVID-wise that was going on. So this year, we're actually back at the store. We're going to be there from 8 to 6 at both Foodland and Super Bear IGA locations tomorrow, asking for donations to help restock the shelves out at the food bank. You know, primarily, we're looking for non-perishables. And if you can't make it out tomorrow and you want to stop by the stores over the weekend at another time and bring us some stuff, you know, you can always do that too. We're here from 8 to 1 Monday through Friday. And then we do have a drop box out front where you can put non-perishables as well. Or if you have a whole bunch of stuff, you can just give us a call, 789-6184, and we'll arrange to try and come pick it up for you.
So how have things been going? I mean, you're in a good place to observe the trends in the community, to see what the needs are by the amount of traffic or requests that you get. So what's the status of people that tend to live on the edges right now?
So for us, one of the major measuring sticks that we go by is we do two food pantries every week out here at the food bank, one on Tuesday afternoon and one on Thursday evening. And before COVID, we were seeing between 60 and 90 people per week. And now, you know, the last year or so, we've averaged between 150 and 190 people that we're serving just with the two pantries every week. So we know the need is a lot greater than it used to be. And to try to fill that gap for the people out there that are, you know, feeling food insecure, we need more donations, and things are flying off the shelves pretty much as fast as they come in.
So how do people use this food? I mean, do they have kitchens that they can cook? I mean, are you trying to prepare for different scenarios that people have?
Well, in terms of just the pantries, we put out, you know, a number of different food groups, items that we get as donations. You know, we always have a protein, we have veggies, fruit, canned goods, soups, you know, water, different things like that. So we put out items that if you don't have the means to cook in a full kitchen, you know, say you've only got a hot plate, say you've only got a crock pot or you're cooking over a campfire, you know, usually there's things that you can still find to eat. And that's just with the pantries. Now, you know, we also serve 40 different organizations that are members of ours. Not all of them here in Juneau. We do have some in Hoonah, Gustavus, and Pelican as well. So, you know, representatives from those organizations come out through the week and they get items for their clients or for their pantries. And, you know, they're getting as much as they ever did, if not more, as, you know, during the pandemic as well.
Well, before we go, can you recap what we need to know and so that we can be intentional about it and make sure that we get this to you?
So I think, you know, a couple things to stress is, you know, last year we distributed over 537,000 pounds of food to people who came out for the pantries and to our member organizations. So with the food drive, this is our largest food drive that we do every year. Thanks so much to the IGA stores for, you know, partnering with us. We will be out at both stores from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. tomorrow, and we'll have representatives and volunteers out there collecting food donations. But if you can't make it out to the stores, you can go to our website. It's just seafb.org, and you can donate from the website. You can also find out more information about exactly the items that we need on a regular basis. And you can also email us from the website, drop us a note, You can find our phone number, our mailing address. It's all on there as well.
Boy, over 500,000 pounds of food. That's pretty impressive.
And this is the third year in a row that we've distributed over 500,000 pounds.
My goodness. Well, I hope that you get as much or more, because I imagine that you could always use more, right?
Absolutely. The need, the demand doesn't seem to slow down. I mean, our mission is to try to, you know, help everyone we can, try to beat food insecurity. But, you know, with COVID and people out of work and reduced jobs, you know, it's hard. So a lot of people out there need help. And, you know, we'd rather see somebody pay for their heat and, you know, their electricity right now than have to make that choice with food. So we're here if they need a helping hand.
Well, I thank you very much, Chris Schopp, with the Southeast Alaska Food Bank. And I hope that the next time you're on the show, you'll tell us, oh, we gave out 600,000 pounds of food. All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Bye.